Well, in the first two, as you go into the final game of this regular season series, home team have been able to get four. That's kind of been the difference. What have you seen in those two games leading into this one here tonight?
I thought our game in here was kind of a special teams issue, but I liked our five-on-five game. It was good, and I think the opposite was true in Winnipeg. I thought our special teams were better, and I thought their five-on-five game was better than ours. So probably going to try to even it out. Both teams skate really well. What you do with the puck and being able to stay out of the penalty box, probably the two most important things. Their transition game is really strong. They get first touch on the puck in all three zones. You know, they hunt it down really well, and they played so well together, so long together. Their anticipation of where the puck's going, and not even on necessarily an offensive strike, but in terms of controlling the puck, is really, really good. So you want to hang on to it when you've got it, but you've got to be moving at the same time.
Do you have our daily update on Adam Lowry today?
Better. It's not going tonight. You know, well, we're, I don't know if patient is the right word, but we certainly want to make sure that he feels completely confident in his injury before he goes. So he's good enough to get around. We haven't got him into banging yet. That's the next phase. We're getting closer to the idea that we would wait until after the break.
Paul, how would you assess Dmitry Kulikov's game to this point in the season?
Good. You know what? A really in-depth look at his year last year. He really battled through an injury that affected, I thought, all parts of his game. And while there was a bit of a learning curve for him here, he and Tyler, and I think it's helped that we've been able to leave those two guys together, have played very, very well. Gets the puck off the walls, moves it quick. He's got a little bang to his game. But those two guys now have spent enough time. They're both veteran guys. They work with each other. So the pairing has been maybe better than either individual, and that's good because they've both been good.
They say at this time of the season, when you're stressed with things like injuries, in your case, Scheifele, and also the schedule, that you're building ingredients that are going to be really important later on. What ingredient you think you guys are building right now at this stage of the season that's most important to you?
Well, adversity is the great place for growth. So we've missed, you know, two of our top three centers are out of our lineup. It's been 10 for Scheif. So we have other players that go in, and Blake and Andrew have done a great job, right? So we haven't felt that drop-off, certainly maybe more on the wings because they had to come in from the wings to do it. But we have felt comfortable with our offensive game. We've scored goals and got into a bit of a run here where we haven't, and you need to be able to win games in that environment too. And we haven't pulled back defensively. We're just aware of patience. You get into the games where you're not scoring and you're used to scoring goals. You start to change your game to try to create more. We've had enough offense in our last two games. Really, in three of our last four in Chicago, we did as well in that loss, that 2-1 loss. We're working very, very diligently about not trying to create more when it's not there.
Paul, how unique of a dynamic is this? You're only a few days off of a break, and now you're looking
at
another break.
Yeah, you know, it's to the point that the All-Star break doesn't feel like a break anymore. It used to be because you'd grind right to it, and then it was a big reset button for everybody. Now that we get 4 or 5 days off last week, this is just kind of like a long weekend when you don't play, right? It's not that big a deal. Hopefully, you know, all these guys got all the travel they need to travel out of their system, and they can just relax and get some rest.
You maybe run your bench any differently these last two games before the break, knowing you can kind of empty the tank because you got a few days
off? No, we don't. We run the bench based on the fact that the Central Division doesn't seem to want to lose any hockey games. So we're in our playoff push now. And it used to be the All-Star break. We got 5 days off, and I think there was 1 point left on the table by the Central Division, so this thing's on.
And just on that point, I mean, do you look at the scoreboard every night and just bang your head on the table?
No. No, that's not from the scoreboard. That's only after losses.
You coach a lot of players. Blake Wheeler.
Fred, hey, how are you, sir?
Good to see you. What makes Blake Wheeler so special? I think I know, but I would like from the guts.
A handful of guys. And, you know, even you think about some of the guys that we had. We had some pretty good men in there. That Rod Brind'Amour effect. Ronnie was always so wired. That he can do that every single day. That there's the talent, right? Push himself so physically, so hard. He's an incredible practice player. But his on-ice performance, his on-ice drive, he also has to work for it, right? So it's how he eats, how he sleeps, how he's consumed by performing at a really high level. And then what we've seen over the last 2 years is, there are guys who can do that, but it's just on their own, right? They have to get so wrapped up in it, they don't really reach out to a lot of their players. They're almost an island. His leadership is now he's taken that And I got to say this the right way. Not all players can do that, right? And sometimes you get a wired guy like that. He doesn't understand why everybody else can't do what he does. Blake has the grace of a leader to understand that everybody's different, and he can find a way to reach out to those guys and not be on them all the time because they don't play like him. I mean, we're playing them with basically a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, and not all their games, rarely are players as consistent as Blake. Certainly kids aren't, but he works with them every day, and he understands, a little understanding of what he was like. He's a great remember of when he came into the league, what he was like. And he's brought that into his leadership, so he's got this really, really high standard that he holds for himself, and we want all our players to emulate that. But he also has an understanding that it's a process, and we have to build that with young guys. It's been one of my great pleasures over my coaching to watch Blake Wheeler be our captain. Really, really good.